CRTV's network service, the news with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, the first contingent of 342 pilgrims, each of them beneficiary of President Paul Biya's 350,000 CFA francs support, have left Garoua International Airport for Mecca, Saudi Arabia, in the 2024 Hajj. U.S. President Donald Trump has confirmed his intention to appeal against his historic conviction in his New York Hajj money trial. Cameroon's international cyclist Clovis Kamzonga Bosolo has won the first lap of the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour, covering 102.7 kilometers in 3 hours, 13 seconds. The people of Jongdong in locality in Vina Division in Mayo Danai Division now have a brand new district medical center rehabilitated and equipped by the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC. The ceremony to hand over the health facility to the people in Jongdong took place in the presence of CERAC members, the governor of the Far North region, Mijewa Bakari, and other high-ranking government officials. The event was coupled with the donation of agricultural inputs to women and youths to boost their agricultural output, as you tell us, Fet Nguang.
As usual, the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, keeps putting smiles on faces. This time around, it was the turn of the people of the Wina subdivision in the Mayo Danai. The songs of the inhabitants testify of the magnitude of the gesture. The district medical center in Jongdong, a locality in Wina, now has a radiant face, rehabilitated and equipped by the CERAC Women's Group headed by First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. According to the head of the district medical center, the health facility will provide preventive, curative and intensive care to about 50,000 people. He also added that the center will help to reduce the mortality rate not only in the locality of Jongdong, but also in all three areas of Wina. The official handover ceremony for the Jongdong District Medical Center was accompanied by a large donation of agricultural equipment and inputs to help women and young people who constitute the agricultural workforce to boost their productivity. The First Lady's personal representative, Mrs. Fatimatu Kavai, called on the population to make good use of the donations and promised the unfailing support of the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. Both CERAC and the local population were delighted and, with their songs and dances, expressed their gratitude while asking for more. Jongdong, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
Meanwhile, a consignment of medical kits to help improve health care services in the Epese Donenkeng Annex River Hospital in Bavia in the center region has been offered to the personnel of the facility. The humanitarian gesture from Senator François Penny was donated during a ceremony in the presence of the SDO from Baman Kim, Baman Inobu, Garba Bakari. More with Irene Mantia-Yonge.
Senator François Penny came with hands full of gifts to the hospital staff, comprising medical blouses for them to look impeccable before the patients and a huge consignment of medication to beef up the hospital's pro-pharmacy. Humanitarian gesture, which she says it is for the proper healthcare of the population of the locality.
To support these people, to say Cameroon is one, and to support the initiative for our president, head of state, Excellence Paul Biya, to reduce poverty. If you're taking care for the people, they can have a visibility.
His gesture, described as laudable by the director of the hospital, Dr. Franklin Xavier Fuda.
I want to thank Mami Yanga. I have only one word. I say, Mami Yanga, continue.
Created some 28 years back, the APC Donenkeng Annex Referral Hospital in Mesan Sang Bafia comprises a surgical, maternity, family planning, and other units. It has a staff strength of 41 personnel and receives over 2,000 patients monthly. The events that had in attendance the SDO for the Mbam and Indubu Division, Garba Bakari, was marked by prayers of intercession by APC pastors for Senator Françoise Poigné in her laudable humanitarian endeavors. Irene Mantia-Yonge, CRTV Center.
And members of the Cameroon National Dental Council have addressed critical issues concerning the dental profession in Cameroon. This was during the Ordinary General Assembly held in Yaoundé, chaired by the President of the General Assembly, Dr. Tankwa Sanu Sunu Chantal. The meeting witnessed the participation of leading dental practitioners and council members dedicated to advancing oral health in Cameroon. Details with Leslie Magni.
Discussion revolved around updates on regulatory frameworks, innovations in dental practices, and strategies to enhance oral healthcare in Cameroon. As Dr. Tanto Teresa, the Vice President of the Ordinary General Assembly, highlights.
If we are functioning very well to make sure that everything is done in orderliness, and so we are reviewing our tests and reviewing our law to make sure that we implement them correctly.
The Assembly showcased the latest advancements in dental technology and techniques, following a strong focus on the continuation of educating dental professionals, ensuring they stay current with global best practices.
We will be removing our dental table very soon that will be pasted in all the dental clinics, such that when you come to consult there, you are going to see that whether that dentist is up to date or and recognized by the country, recognized by the order, and it is treating you, giving you the correct treatment.
Regulatory framework for the exercise of the profession was the key theme that guided the participants, reminding them to prioritize regular dental checkups and good oral hygiene.
Leslie Magni reporting. And on to one of our headline stories, the first contingent of 342 pilgrims have left the Garoua International Airport for the Hajj 2024 in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Addressing the pilgrims before their departure, the governor of the North Region, Jean Abate Edie, lauded the pilgrims for honoring one of the five pillars of Islam while reminding them to pray for peace in Cameroon. Details with Mercy Ashu.
After completing their registration, luggage check.
They are 342 pilgrims in number en route to Saudi Arabia for the Hajj 2024 this Friday. The first contingent, spread out in different delegations, are traveling on board an Ethiopian Airlines aircraft after going through the usual security controls for drugs, cosmetic products, and unwanted foodstuff like kola nuts. Present at the Garoua International Airport to bid the delegation farewell was the North Regional Governor Jean Abate Edie and his état-major.
It's an important day for the Muslim. So we are assist today for the first departure to Mecca. I'm very satisfied to know what different actors have done. The mission delegated by the Minister of Territorial Administration, who insists that we are working hard to do what is necessary.
Aja Epus Yusuf Usman and Umar Usanda Ayatu are amongst the pilgrims who are taking on the spiritual journey to Mecca from Garoua for the first time. I am part of the Abdulaziz group. Spiritually, it has not been easy because we are going to meet God, so you need to purify yourself.
Il faut se purifier.
Dieu merci.
We thank God. I am so happy going to Mecca. It's a dream for every Muslim.
C'est un rêve pour tout le monde.
Out of 4,188 pilgrims earmarked to travel to Mecca this year, the second delegation will leave Garoua midnight this Friday. Mercy Ashunyabe, CLTV News, Garoua.
And 342 pilgrims each happily received a sum of 350,000 CFA francs financial support from the head of state, President Paul Biya. The money is part of a presidential subvention of 1,560,000,000 CFA francs to assist a total of 4,188 Cameroonian pilgrims during their spiritual stay in Mecca. Details with Julius Neba.
After completing their registration, luggage check, and security formalities, the different delegations of the first batch of the 342 pilgrims then queued up at a special booth set up at the Garoua International Airport, where they each collected their presidential support. Elated, the pilgrims stress that the money will come in handy during their Hajj stay in Mecca.
My name is Asma Wamadu. We have received 350,000 from the head of state. It will help us to buy foodstuff
since it is expensive day. We thank the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya.
Overjoyed, they extended their appreciation to the head of state and stress they carry Cameroon at heart as they embark on their spiritual journey.
Là où je suis, important déjà cette région seulement.
As you can see, I am already putting on the green, red, yellow colors of our country on me. So I am already an ambassador of Cameroon. And I must do my best to sell the image of Cameroon during my stay in Mecca by carrying out good acts to honor my fatherland.
Pour honorer mon pays.
Aller à la Mecque pour un musulman, je...
Going to Mecca is a dream come true for every Muslim. So I am very, very happy. Once there, I will definitely pray for my family and for peace to reign in Cameroon.
Pour tout le Cameroun.
In all, the presidential subvention of 1,560 million CFA francs will definitely assist the total of 4,188 Cameroonian pilgrims carry out their spiritual journey in Mecca in serenity. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
The Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform says the task force charged with overseeing the functioning of the software that will facilitate the combined management of the state human resources and the payroll is considering renaming what is popularly known as CGPS2 when the process is completed. Minister Joseph Le made the statement this afternoon in Yaoundé during the task force meeting meant to evaluate the progress made by 50 administrations whose officials are being trained on the applicability of the software at a trial phase. Public Service Minister Joseph Le comes back to the importance of today's meeting taking place at Enam.
The enterprise in charge of building the system has done a lot of job. And now we are trying to evaluate all what have been done. That's why we called on almost all the administrations so that they should come and work on the system, then tell us what they think about it, what are their difficulties, and what may be their proposals. And I can assure you that for the moment, all their observations are positive. They are good observations. We still need to complete or to correct some things, but let me assure you that we are moving toward with a new system that will enable us to well manage the career and the payroll and even the control of our staff.
Public Service Minister Joseph Le speaking there. Officials of the Bamenda 2 Council have disclosed that most of their earmarked development projects for the year 2023 have been realized at an 80% rate despite threats and attacks on council workers. During the 2023 administrative accounts session, it was highlighted that 18 boreholes were constructed and electricity supplied in some localities within the municipality. Details with Marianne Lantum of CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The mayor of Bamenda 2, Peter Chenu, explains that the 806 million franc CFA revenue raised in 2023 was partly used in digging of boreholes in parts of the municipality as part of efforts to resolve the problem of water scarcity in the area that has witnessed an influx of more persons as a result of the crisis.
Formerly it was manual borehole, but we realized it can't work as of now because everybody is concentrated in the urban district. So we're now providing borehole with solar pump so that it can have constant water.
The council officials have highlighted plans of building a stadium in Mankon, and they also intend to address the health and education needs of its population.
Give more assistance towards education, construction of schools, buying benches, paying school fees, giving scholarships so that they should come back. You know, they have displaced and they are suffering and don't have the means. They cannot do business anymore. We assist with medical fees. There are patients who come to the hospital, but they cannot pay the hospital because they have
the
means.
The meeting was chaired by the SDO for Mezam, who challenged councillors to return to their municipality and get the population register for the upcoming elections. Marianne Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
A project that will boost Cameroon's economy has been presented to the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Mutaze, by the National Economic and Financial Committee of Cameroon in Yaoundé. While presenting the five-year project, the committee pointed out loopholes that have retarded the country's economic growth. In the following episode of an interview, Minister Louis-Paul Mutaze comes back on the main thrust of the meeting.
We have a national strategy, and this national strategy has a target to reach an average of 8% growth rate per year. But we are still far from that. This is why in the work we have done, we have tried to see what the financial sector can bring to the basket so as to reach that goal. And this is why we have made some propositions. Those are not the decisions. They are propositions that will be made to the government. It will be up to the government to decide.
The mayor of the Bolova 2 Council, André Thomas Bengong, has reiterated his determination to make the municipality the cleanest. The objective of the municipal executive was reiterated during a ceremony to hand over materials to the hygiene committee of the Mini North One sector. Clarence Aze completes that story.
In pursuit of a second national title as the cleanest city in Cameroon, Abolova is refining its urban planning strategies. This is ultimately the purpose of providing sanitation equipment to the V Nord One clan, made up of 10 villages, including three located at the entrance into the South Regional Capital. Receiving the donation from the municipal executive, the head of the group, His Majesty Celestin Nduma Vomeka, expressed the commitment of his peers to get involved.
Sector 1
involves Esingili, Abut, and Ebus, which usher visitors into Bolova. We want to thank the municipal executive for this aid, and we will mobilize many people to do the work. The cleanup campaign consists, among other things, clearing green spaces, cleaning gutters, and sweeping roads. The action is part of the Clean City competition organized by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, which Bolova 2 Council won in 2021. Mayor André Thomas Bangon. It falls in line with our engagement to keep our town clean. We give materials to the sanitation committees because hygiene here is more than just a slogan. It is an affair of each and everyone. This is just a step among many others in preparation ahead of the next War Habitat Day planned for Bolova. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News in Bolova.
And this is CRTV News. U.S. President Donald Trump has confirmed that he will appeal against his historic conviction in his New York trial. In remarks at the Trump Tower, Mr. Trump falsely repeated claims that his prosecution was politically orchestrated and that his trial was rigged. The ex-president was convicted on all 34 counts of falsifying business records in his trial on Thursday. His campaign says it raised $35 million in online donations following his conviction. In sports, three-time Cameroon international cyclist Clovis Kamzong Abosolo is the winner of the first lap of the 20th edition of the race, which took place today in Marua. He covered the 102.7-kilometer Marua lap in 3 hours 13 seconds. Harrison Ashu has the details in this report.
Clovis Kamzong Abosolo was treated to a standing ovation by the population of Marua this Friday as he completed the first lap of the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour with style, covering the 127 kilometers Marua lap in 3 hours 13 seconds, 3 minutes 13 seconds ahead of his immediate followers. The coach of the SNH Velo Club, Tega Martinez, says they are motivated by the victory and promise that they will do their utmost to keep the yellow jersey throughout the competition.
We work for Kamzong, and at the finish, we do the job. We are very happy. I have good impression.
Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, who is keeping the yellow jersey of the race, was closely followed by his teammate, Nonawe Rodrigo, covered the race in 3 hours, 13 minutes, and 26 seconds, the same time with Mimuni Osama Abdallah of Algeria, who occupies the third position. The population of Mara was filled with joy with the outcome of the lab.
My name is Muhammad. I am very happy to see again this festivity. After 12 years, all the population is happy to see our cyclists.
The second lab of the ongoing 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour will take place this Saturday. The Figi Garoua lab covers a distance of 102.7 kilometers.
Arison Ashu, to end the news, a reminder of our major stories. The first contingent of 342 pilgrims, each of them beneficiary of President Paul Biya's 350,000 CFA francs financial support, have left the Garoua International Airport for Mecca, Saudi Arabia, in the 2024 Hajj. U.S. former President Donald Trump has confirmed his intention to appeal against his historic conviction in his New York hush money trial. Cameroon's international cyclist Clovis Kamzong Abosolo has won the first lap of the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour, covering 102.7 kilometers in 3 hours, 13 seconds. CRTV News.